This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
And please be part of the conversation. I mean, seriously, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what you got going on. We have got to win this thing. This election is so important. I know some of you are already out doing your job. I got it. I'm good with that. And, I mean, our phones are ringing off the hook with people calling, yeah, remember to get out and vote. Vote for me. Remember to go out and vote. Vote for me. You know, for the local people. And a lot of people are, you know, they're out there working it. If you want us to win, if you want the right person sitting in that White House, in that Oval Office, you need to work your butt off tonight. So anyhow, I get such a kick out of this. I get such a kick out of the people that are going to complain later on about how bad this is, about how, you know, I don't know. I look at this stuff. I know I'm ranting because I'm looking at what's coming at me. I'm looking at what people throwing at me, sending me emails on, and I'm saying to myself, "Come on, people, really? If you really want Trump to win, if you really want your person to win, why aren't you out there? Why aren't you beating pavement? Why aren't you making noise? Why aren't you taking videos?" And some of you are, so you know I'm not talking about you, right? Are we clear? But some of you aren't. You're waiting for people like me to do the work. Thank you so much. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So let me say it up front so there's no problems, no hesitations, no confusion. I'm gonna pre-record tomorrow night. Right? I'm going to go out and mingle with the peoples. I'm going to talk to the peoples and find out where they're at. I want to get the mood as the night progresses. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's a great thing to do. Okay, I want to help make sure that they get the message out. I want to help make sure that they're doing their job to make sure the right person gets elected tomorrow night, as I keep saying. Kimberly Moran's going to join me after the first break here. She was out in the streets of New Hampshire today, and I want you to hear and see what she had to go through today. You know, it's tough. Lines are long. People are having to wait. Yeah, people, it's worth waiting for. Our founding fathers gave up their lives for this. They lost property. They lost family. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's start off with my first fun one tonight. You know, I love you guys who send me this information. And when I start looking at it, I'm going, this can't be real. But then I start checking against some of the other emails and such that I get. You know, Florida election employees were caught faking thousands of stolen absentee ballots in massive voter fraud. Now, you look at this and you say, we've been talking about this forever. They've had years to shore it up. They have years to take care of this stuff. They don't want to take care of it. Because I'm telling you, if you look at this, come on, this isn't partisan. There's a reality here. Most of the voter fraud takes place on the Dem side, on the left side. Whether you want to hear it or not, it's a true statement. Most of these. Now, I know some of you are going to go send me emails showing me Republicans that have been arrested for voter fraud. Sure. Send me the six or seven you can find. Okay? But I'm telling you, the majority of 92% of these are Democrats. They're Democrats creating the fraud. Why is it that most dead people vote Democrat if the Republicans are doing most of the fraud? Help me understand that. Are they confused? Are they stupid? They obviously don't have any brains. They've rotted away. I get that. Now, Broward County, Florida Secretary of Elections Brenda Snipes and her team have been caught red-handed engaging in massive voter fraud by filling out thousands of absentee ballots in a secret, a locked room. Now, Broward County is one of the largest swing counties in Florida. It would not take much voter fraud to flip it. A thousand. Remember what happened. Obama won Florida. No, I'm sorry. Bush won Florida by 500 votes. Remember that. 500, not 1,000, 500. If they're stealing votes, if you got this voter fraud coming on, it's a whole different thing. So voter fraud, the voter fraud whistleblower is a former Secretary of Elections Department employee, and she's filled out a sworn affidavit. So here's somebody who's seen it, who's been part of it, who's been involved in it, couldn't take it anymore. The affidavit by Shirley Marie Smith, Chelsea Marie Smith, accuses Broward County officials of filling out blank absentee ballots to officials who she saw filling the ballots out at the Supervisor of Elections headquarters. Smith said that she was asked to deliver numerous ballots to a secret locked room where employees were filling out the absentee ballots. At first, she was not clear as to what was happening, but when she finally clearly saw what was happening, and she reported it, guess what happened? They told, great job. We'll get this right to the court. Great job. We'll bring in the investigators. No, they said, hey, have a nice day. You're done. Think about it. Right? Let me bring on David is on the line with us. David, thanks for calling tonight.
Yeah, how are you, Joe? Hey, a couple of different things. You are dead right about doing the legwork in these campaigns. A lot of people, talk up a good game, but they actually have to show up to vote. And doing the canvassing, and I'm calling you from San Francisco, and I hear the music coming up. Are you about to go into a break?
Hey, can you hold on one second? We got to go to a quick break. I'm sorry.
Sure,
I talked too much.
So,
David, hang in there. We'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit Portable SolarSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is an exciting afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You've got to get engaged. You've got to get involved. Do not listen to people saying he's losing here, he's losing there. If he doesn't get these, I am so sick of hearing if he doesn't pick up this, if he doesn't pick up that. We've been hearing for almost a year he has no chance. And look where we are tonight. I'm going to go back to David from San Francisco. David, thanks for calling in tonight. I do appreciate it.
Oh, no sweat. You know, a couple of different things. You're talking about legwork in the campaigns, and yesterday I was working with a couple of the local candidates out here in San Francisco, and standing on a street corner with a sign, you know, doing the whole rigmarole. Now, this was an intersection that was pretty close to the Golden Gate Bridge, and there were three or four different candidates that had representatives out there, and one Trump guy was out there. I first time in San Francisco I've seen a single Trump sign, a guy standing there with a yard sign, basically. And he was getting a lot of people to honk at him. But we weren't sure if he was people supporting him or if he was standing in the crosswalk, like, about to get hit. And so be sure to do it carefully, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, he was stirring stuff up, but it was a little on the dangerous side the way he was doing it. You know, the one thing I'm looking for in candidates is whether or not they are, you know, we have taxation with representation. The whole idea of America was that some dumb king was stealing all the tax money and spending it on parties, and he wasn't getting roads and bridges fixed or anything serious. And so the idea of we the people would be able to pool our money together and be able to buy hospitals and schools and roads and bridges and things like that, and we'd be able to do it with provable budgets. Well, now these politicians have figured out that if they take science out of the schools, that we won't be able to be the next generation, especially, won't be able to prove those budgets. They won't have any knowledge of whether or not the road tar is too expensive or whether the hospitals are paying too much for things.
But David, I want to throw that on you. Whose fault is that? I want to know what you think.
There's some specific market forces has been accused of it, because there's a, you know, Texas has a whole bunch of school districts, and they buy so many textbooks that
right.
they have market forces power. And so there's what's called the Texas School Book Commission.
Right.
And those are the ones that are trying to take Thomas Jefferson out of the textbooks. They're
sure.
taking science out.
I want to interrupt. What I'm trying to get to, though, is that we have the ability, you know, we have a representative government, and you said you liked the comment I made about getting out there and getting engaged and involved. We need to check our school board members. We need to check our state
right.
education board. And if they're not doing a job, and if they're trying to write this revisionist history, you need to vote them out, which means you've got to get off the couch, you've got
right.
to get away from the sitcoms, and you've got to make sure what's going on in your schools is the right thing. You're exactly right when you say, you know, we've got problems in education. You know, you want to go back to the days of slavery. They wouldn't educate the slaves because they knew what education would do to them. I think they've done the same thing over the last 20, 25 years. They won't educate our young people because they know that they'll lose the battle further on down the road. If we keep them ignorant, they're going to win, right?
Part of that is tied to they know that they want to have robots doing all the jobs. And this came up about 100 years ago when Henry Ford invented the assembly line. And they started dumbing down the schools because they wanted people only smart enough to work on an assembly line, not smart enough to create jobs on their own or create their own, you know, inventive spirit. And
right.
so the whole idea that they've known that they're outsourcing all the jobs to China, America won't have jobs, so if they dumb down the schools, this next generation not only won't show up to vote, but they won't know what they're looking at.
That's
so,
right.
But one last thing. I noticed there was an earthquake down in Oklahoma this afternoon that hit the very spot where they're doing a lot of this fracking. And I was lucky enough to call one of those talk shows down in there, and some of these congressmen still don't believe that fracking causes earthquakes. And these guys are up for re-election tomorrow. In fact, Midland, Texas, you know.
David, I appreciate the call, but I've got another person waiting to come on, and
oh, sure,
we
yeah.
can finish this up some other night. Thanks a lot for calling in. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The one I've been waiting to get on. Now she'll tell you what she did. I'm going to screw it up on purpose, but she'll tell you what she did. She, Kimberly Marin, is who I'm talking about. She's with us every week, and I always enjoy the time that she's on the air with us. And she is very active in New Hampshire. She knows what's going on there. And I saw the video. I can't play the video because of the colorful language that she uses. But other than that, I always enjoy having her on. And she had no problem telling these people what they were doing wrong. And a few times I cringed. I was waiting for him to whip out the handcuffs. I figured I was going to have to send her money to get her out of jail. But no, she was smart enough to back off and not get extremely in this guy's face. Kimberly, thanks for joining me tonight.
I didn't use any bad language in that video.
Who was the...
That was
was my friend Dana.
Okay. You can wash her mouth out with soap later. But the I was, you know what, you guys were pushing him. Not that it was a bad thing, but you guys were pushing him. If he was a Massachusetts State Trooper, it wouldn't have gone that far. But what happened? Paint the picture for me.
Okay. So here's the deal. Obama and other Democrats were coming to the University of New Hampshire today, public university funded with my taxpayer dollars. So I decided to organize a protest to protest public officials that are supposed to represent me. And so we went up there and several of us met, and we were told that we had to go into a free speech zone pen. It was like a metal thing herding sheep. And we went in there, we met real quick, went in there, and then I decided to go out on the public sidewalk, there were three of us, women, who did it, and we were just standing there with our signs. We weren't saying anything, we weren't getting in anyone's way, we weren't, soliciting anyone, we weren't telling anyone who to vote for. And a sheriff's deputy or sheriff came up and said, "You guys have to go back into the free speech area." And I said, "No." And he said, "No, really, you have to go back in there." I said, "Why don't you get your supervisor? Because I don't have to. We're not violating school policy. We're not breaking the law." And so he went and got someone in the interim. And, and then a police SUV came up with a couple other police. UNH police, University of New Hampshire police. And in the meantime, I was interviewed by Indonesian TV.
Well, that'll go far. Okay, go ahead.
So, which was hilarious. So then they, they must have chit-chatted with each other, whatever. They came out and the video shows, me talking to the officer and telling him I know the law, I know the whatever the rules, and he's not telling the truth. I read the policy of UNH, and it says
Hold on. What? I want you to hold the policy to the other side of the break. I'm Joe McCready, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Kimberly Moran's going to tell us how she almost got arrested for exercising her free speech. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
We are back. I'm Joe with Senior Hearts. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to bring Kimberly Morin back in to finish up her story. But before she does, Kimberly, you want to know why the GOP can't get it right. We got a call tonight. We are in California. We got a call asking for the vote of a Grundy County attorney, you know, and they're in Illinois.
And oh, my God.
You guys are wasting money like crazy. You've got to get your act together. Or maybe I'm registered to vote in Illinois. I could be.
Wow.
I should check that. Yeah, that's right. Anyhow. I thought you'd get a kick. So I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Anyway, you were obviously reading the statute to the police officer who didn't care to hear it, right?
Well, I was talking about the school's policy. I looked at the school's policy, and one of their policies is you have to get a permit if you want to distribute anything on campus, or you want to say things to people walking around on campus, or you want to fundraise on campus. We weren't doing any of those things. We were literally standing there, three of us women, with signs. We weren't saying anything to anyone. We weren't yelling out things until we had were forced back into the pen. But we weren't saying anything. And so the guy was wrong, the cop was wrong about the policy that he's supposed to be enforcing, and he threatened to arrest us for criminal trespass if we didn't leave or go into the anti-free speech zone pen.
Oh, my God. So you were saying earlier, so for people who just tuned in, Kimberly was in New Hampshire. Well, she lives in New Hampshire, and she was in New Hampshire today at one of the colleges, and she was doing a protest of sorts. I mean, it didn't look like a very violent protest to me. It looked like just a protest, a normal, what I could truly label as a protest. And then you were herded into a pen, right?
Yes. They made us literally go into a pen like a bunch of sheeple. and that's the only place we were allowed to have free speech. That's it.
Yeah.
Public university funded with public taxpayer dollars, specifically mine and the other people there protesting, we were hoarded into this pen, and that's the only place we were allowed to speak publicly.
Now, you were at one point in time, I saw the saxophone player, you know, he was playing to kind of drown you guys out or what have you, and then your friend got in front of him with the sign. And did they call the police on you or something like that?
He did. He actually yelled out somebody. Well, he said bad words, but somebody, he was yelling out, somebody call the police. She's out of the pen. Because my friend, Dana, she had the sign still on, you know, the metal bars. And she went around out. She was outside of the pen. So I went over. I started videoing because I saw this guy being a loon. And I grabbed the sign. I said, come back around in. So she did. And he didn't like that. And he's yelling, call the police. Call the police. She's outside of the pen. Are you kidding me? It's already starting and Clinton isn't even elected. These people literally hate free speech that much. It's disturbing. Luckily, apparently the guy didn't like us that much and he left.
Oh, well. See the... What you should do next time is make sure you don't shower for a few days so that when you're in the pen with them, they can't handle it and they have to leave. Because you know, they can't handle anything that's really nasty. So
you really eat showers every day?
No. But you got to be worse than they are. So what's it look like in New Hampshire for Mr. Trump and Ms. Hillary at this point?
You know, I got to say, I see way more Trump support than I do for Clinton, but I really have no idea how it's going to go. Democrats literally send people here from Vermont and New Hampshire to vote. I mean, Vermont and Massachusetts to vote here to change our election.
Right.
And I'm not just saying that. That literally actually happened. We have proof of that happening. So to be honest with you, I don't know what's going to happen. I know the town I live in will go red. A lot of areas where I live will go red. We've always gone red. But I honestly don't know what's going to happen with this election. There's way more enthusiasm and support for Trump. There's not as much for Clinton. I mean, it's funny. We were in this little free speech zone, anti-free speech pen, and we were there with Jill Stein supporters, Gary Johnson supporters, Bernie Sanders supporters. They're writing Bernie Sanders in. It was pretty interesting. And we were all on the same page with the anti-free speech of UNH, but also anti-establishment. It was pretty interesting to be, you know, hanging out with all these people that we all disagree necessarily on candidates, but we all agree that Clinton is horrifying.
This is why I've been telling you and a few others, I have no crystal ball. This is just a guess. There's nothing here that's scientific. But come on, Kimberly, when you look at how much money she has spent and outside forces have spent, you know, her own campaign has spent $200 or $300 or $400 million now at this point on negative ad campaigns because they're not positive. You look at most of her ads are against Trump. You look at how much money she's spending going to these places. She has every surrogate and his brother out there, both Obamas. She has Biden out there. What has she got to bring in? She's got to bring in Jay-Z and all these other people to be able to get 10,000 people to show up to see her. And when you see all this that she's doing, and Trump is doing it at a sixth of the level that she's doing it at, and she can't get better than a 1.5% or 2% spread, there's something major going on. You don't even have to have a degree in political science to figure this one out, right?
No, and that's the thing. Like, they're spending way more money. Trump is outmanned, outplanned, and outspent. But yet he's still, according to polls, which, you know, whatever about the polls.
Right.
According to polls, he's still right neck and neck with her.
Yeah.
So, you know, I really have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. The most important thing to me is not the federal level. I want to drain the swamp, but I doubt that, I doubt that no matter who gets in, that's going to happen. But the issue is we need to make sure at our local levels, all of us around the country, mm-hmm. keep the right people in office. And so that's my big concern. I'm not so much as concerned with the federal level because $20 trillion in debt, Joe. What could possibly go wrong?
No, that's cool because, you know, if you listen to the Dems, this is nothing that any other president hasn't done or left us with. He inherited the worst economy than any other president ever. You know, you ever notice that this guy has had the worst of everything? He's had the worst in racism. He's had the worst in Middle East attacks. I mean, everything was tougher for Barack Obama than any other president in history, according to the Dems. And they have absolutely nothing to prove. You know, I did a piece today, and I said, you know, with today's environment or in today's environment, you could just as easily have elected Al Capone, right? I mean, when you look at what she's done, and you start listing out, you know, you and I, when we write these pieces, you start. I don't know if you do this, but when I start researching these pieces, I start looking and go, wait a minute, there's a whole hell of a lot more here than even I thought that there was here.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it? And yeah. I don't know. I don't believe it's all brain depth, though. I believe that people just don't care or fear Republicans so much they're still willing to vote for her. What do you think?
Joe, I can't even understand the concept of anyone voting for Hillary Clinton. I really honestly can't. I mean, this woman has been how many decades involved in politics, and it's just corruption after corruption after corruption, investigation after investigation after investigation, and lie after lie after lie. This woman cares nothing about anyone but herself, her own power, and her own money. I mean, she said she was going to, for the Clinton Foundation, we're going to help the destitute and poor, poverty-stricken people of Haiti. She didn't. She screwed them over, but she got money, millions in her pocket, and her business buddies got millions in their pocket. How horrifying is that?
Well, and think about, I want to go a step further with you, though. Have you seen videos of the people, the Haitians, that have been picketing the front of the Clinton Foundation office? Have you seen any of those?
Absolutely, I've seen those.
Well,
but nobody cares, and the mainstream media isn't reporting on them.
Kimberly, but you've gone looking for them, or you and I are in this every day. You don't see it on mainstream media, and we got to go to a quick break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly when we come back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on here, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, you guys keep asking me what you can do about voter fraud. We did a show on this the other night, and there's a lot of things you can do. One of them is bring, you know, you got that phone with you every place you go. When you take pictures of the grandkids, and you take pictures of, you know, little kids tripping over stuff, and, you know, and signs falling down, and all, take pictures of what appears to be voter fraud. Now, you can't focus in, my understanding is you can't focus in on any one person. That's just California? Okay. Well, anyway, if you see something that looks suspicious, take a video of it. Really. Don't get up in anybody's face. Just take a video of it, observe, and call your local county or find out who you need to call in your area. True the vote. TrueTheVote.com?
Org.
See, that's why I have her around. TrueTheVote.org, TrueTheVote.org, TrueTheVote.org. You know, get a hold of somebody. You know, find out. Don't get Kimberly. She gets just thrown in jail. But get a hold of somebody and really make a difference. Get involved. Get engaged. So if you want to know what to do, I don't know what else to tell you other than be vigilant. Pay attention. If it looks like, listen, if it looks odd, if it looks like it ain't right, it probably ain't right. Anyway, Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week, and I do very much enjoy when she's on with me. And Kimberly loves to stir it up, as she did in New Hampshire today. Kimberly, thanks a lot for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let me see. You said you just sent me a message about something that went down. I haven't had a chance to read it, but since it's the last segment, I'll just let you jump in. What is this about?
Oh, no, I sent the wrong person the message.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay, so we won't read that.
This is about a scumbag state rep who is messing with another state rep. A scumbag state rep that I outed for being a scumbag, and now he was caught threatening a good state rep tonight.
But this is not uncommon. I mean, this is politics has become, I don't know. Every politician in some of these states has become like the mafia of the 21st century here now, right? I mean, it's gotten to the point now where you expect your politician to be crooked. You expect your politician to be nasty. You expect him to have his hand in somebody else's pocket, right?
Yes.
So.
It's pathetic. And this is the problem that people are having, and this is why so many people really like Trump, because they believe he's not part of the ruling class, and the ruling class has long ago forgotten about us. They vote against us all the time. You know that. I know that. Millions of people know that. And the only way to stop them is to get rid of them. They ignore us. They abhor us. They vote against what our wishes are, even though they're supposed to represent us. And this is why you see Trump's rise. Because he tells people that he's not part of that ruling class. And yes, Trump has never been a politician, but he supported all these people over all these years.
Yep, I hear you. And you know what? I'm not going to defend him, but there is a reality behind that. But let's get back to the
politics. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
And you know, in Boston, it even goes further than that. But, you know, let's get back to the bottom line with this, though, is that, you know, people say to me, you guys keep saying we can drain the swamps, don't vote these guys back in, you know how hard it would be to change everybody in one shot. Yeah, I do know how hard it would be to change everybody in one shot. But do you really believe that you have to wipe out all of Congress to get your point across? No. If you got one state, one area, one section of the country to come together and show them how easy it is to swap them out. You know, it's just like in the old days we used to joke about, all you had to do was fire one employee and productivity went up. Right? And because everybody's like, oh my God, I'm next. Right?
No, you know what I say all the time? Everything is local. You have to start at the local level, which means your school board, your town whatever, manager, your town selectman, and your local legislature, your state legislature. You have to start local, and that'll eventually, if you can change that, then it eventually will change at the national level. But until you get all these people informed and on the same page, it's not going to happen. And unfortunately, we live in, as I said before, the Kim Kardashian society, where they're more interested in how big her rear end is than they are in the freedoms that their own legislators are taking away from them. And that's the reality. And you know what? We get the government we deserve.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I until people decide to get involved and get engaged, this is exactly what we're going to get. We're going to continue to get it. It's never, ever, ever, ever going to change. And get off the couch, people. Stop complaining about it. Stop calling your friends and complaining about what's going on. Get off the couch and get something accomplished. And you don't have to. Right? It's not big bucks, Kimberly, right? I mean, you can do everything from setting up postcards, emails, making phone calls. There's a dozen ways to get involved without it costing you big bucks, right?
You know what? Just show up at your local school board meeting or show up at your local elections meeting. You know, it just takes a couple of hours of your time, and all you have to do is if they're doing something wrong, you let other people know in your town, and maybe you find someone who is in the press who will actually report on it. One of the problems in this country is we have mainstream media press that no longer does investigative journalism, but we have local, smaller, like bloggers or news organizations that will report on this stuff. You have to get the people riled up. And you know what? You have to do it the same way the left does it. You have to use emotions. Because if you say, oh, this is unconstitutional, people go blank. It's a blank stare. Because you know what? Most people haven't even read the Constitution. Most people don't even know their rights.
Yeah.
But
look, we've come up with a society. Like I said, the piece that I've recently written, some of you should go out and read it, and I basically is saying that we, in today's environment, with today's moral values and the way people pay attention, we could easily today elect Al Capone as president, and it wouldn't shake anybody up. And because we don't know what our rights are. We've dumbed down the country. We've dumbed down our young people to the point where they really don't get what the effect is. I mean, do you really think I'm off on this one?
No, you're not. People don't understand what's happening to them. You know, after the fact, after laws are passed and people maybe feel it in their pocketbook, or people get pulled over and get a ticket because they, God forbid, used their cell phone for GPS while they were driving, and states have passed laws against touching anything electronic while driving, people feel it only then. And by then, it's too late. Yep. Because you know as well as I do that once you let these people put laws in place, they don't go away.
No. You know, that's my complaint here in Los Angeles and California as a whole. They do all these wonderfully thought-out eco laws. And I always say, why don't you go back 5 years later? Once you have it sunset in 5 years, and you got to go back and check it, see if it had the desired result that you want. And if it didn't, rewrite it, repeal it, get it gone, have it die, whatever the situation is. But this happens with so many laws, and then we're stuck with laws that just flat-out don't work. But, hey, I guess they get their brains sucked out when they go up to the state houses or what have you. Well, you might appreciate this, because in the next hour, we're going to talk about the Dakota Pipeline. Now, it's, you know, with everything else going on, and this is what I call distractions, and not that the presidential race isn't one of the most important things going on in this country, but you can't let everything else just slide by, get by while we're so focused on this. And this is actually the U.S. government now taking land away from the Native Americans, whatever you want to call them, Indigenous Americans. You know, go have fun with yourself if you can't handle me. But here's the deal. If we made an agreement, the only thing that we have to live by is our word. It's the only thing that we have that we can control. And if we as a government gave this property to them, we have no right to go in and yank it away from them. It's not right. What do you think?
No, to be honest with you, I've done some research on this, and it's not on an Indian reservation. It's private land. It's not on a sacred land. I mean, people are just being completely uninformed about this, and this is another instance, like with Black Lives Matter, that the left is just trying to use another group as pawns to push against the government and push lies.
Right. Well, I want to make sure we get the right information out to people. That's what I try to do. And
yep.
But I got to tell you, I would always be irritated. It would always make me nuts, or it always does make me nuts, when the government steps in and doesn't feel like they have to honor their agreements. Because this isn't, it may not be exactly the point here, but you and I both know they've done this before. They have a habit of doing this kind of thing, which is why I think we all jump to that, or a lot of us jump to it and said, oh, here they go again. Don't you think?
Absolutely. And you know what? I am the first one to jump on the anti-government boat, believe me. But in this case, the private land and the private organizations, companies that are trying to put this in place actually did everything right. And the people who are protesting this are wrong.
Okay.
So
we're up against
it. I'm with a bunch of stories this month.
All right. We're up against it. But here's the deal. You gonna tell me who you voted for?
I'm voting for Tank.
For who?
Tank, my bulldog. He's for president, 2016. You haven't seen his Facebook page yet? Come on.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. That was Kimberly Marin. I still will bring her back next week. We're going to, after the break, I got a lot I want to talk to you about. We are going to deal with that Dakota pipeline in the first break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a little bit. Go heat up your coffee. Don't go far.